This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It could be one of her last stands. On the day before Michigan's Republican presidential primary, Nikki Haley has been campaigning throughout the battleground state, trying to get voters to choose her over former President Trump. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is there.
Haley has promised to stay in the race through Super Tuesday when voters in 15 states go to the polls. But a key finance source is drying up. Americans for Prosperity Action, backed by the billionaire Koch brothers, says it'll no longer spend millions to help Haley because it doesn't think she has a path to victory after the loss in South Carolina.
President Biden will meet with congressional leaders at the White House to try to find a way to keep the government from closing its doors in a few days. CBS's Scott McFarlane has been following events on Capitol Hill.
The deadline is pressing. March 1st, this Friday, one quarter of the federal government shuts down if there's no deal. Then the next Friday, March 8th, the other three quarters, including the Pentagon, suffer shutdowns.
The president and the former president will visit the southern border this week on the same day.
Mr. Biden was asked about the trip during a visit to New York City to be on a late-night talk show.
Planning to go Thursday. What I didn't know is my good friend apparently is gone.
Mr. Biden will visit Brownsville, Texas to meet with Border Patrol agents, law enforcement, and local leaders. Trump is expected to be about 300 miles away in Eagle Pass, Texas. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Can states regulate national banks? The Supreme Court will decide, says CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
12 states require banks to pay interest on mortgage escrow accounts, but Bank of America is arguing that since it is a national bank, it is protected under the Dodd-Frank Act because under the statute, the bank has to have complete control over the account.
Taylor Swift's Australian tour has ended on a sour note. She performed to a sellout crowd in Sydney, but hours later, it's alleged, her father assaulted a photographer.
You touch my umbrella.
The Taylor Swift camp says two individuals began pushing, grabbing, and threatening prior to the claimed assault. The group left within seconds, hoping it would all wind down. Swift's Australian tour is now officially over. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
The Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx is going to be tuition-free. Former professor Ruth Gottsman has given the school $1 billion. Tuition had been more than $59,000 a year. The 93-year-old Gottsman is the widow of Wall Street investor David Gottsman. She's been affiliated with the college for 55 years now and chairs its board of trustees. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagihau. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only 1 in 3 people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis where you or your loved one need get the help that they need, you have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Nate Wagihau, Civic Media News.
Bucks return to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After the All-Star break and a road trip, the Bucks are back home tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Head coach Doc Rivers says he's finally seeing improvement on defense.
I think our guys, you know, playing both ends is exhausting, and it was taken away from our offense a little bit. I think their conditioning is starting to catch up. You can see that, you know, last 3-4 games we've been terrific. This team, because you have a Giannis on your team, if you can get stopped, you can get in transition. Giannis in transition is a problem for everybody.
Baseball baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 8-3. Tomorrow, they'll host Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. We're in Indy to cover the NFL Scouting Combine, getting underway today. Over 320 of the top players in college football are here. Will running back Aaron Jones be back with the pack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, that's kind of the anticipation, is that he'll be back.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds and fog here in the overnight. Upper 40s by daybreak with a south wind. On Tuesday, we'll see some morning clouds give way to sunshine. Highs topping out in the upper 60s. Some late day showers and thunderstorms will be possible. Right now, it's 51.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I'm joined by comedy writer Andrew Genzer and Journal Sentinel Entertainment writer Chris Foran. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab from 7 to 9 p.m.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 a.m. and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, let's check in with Betty Dangerous. Heidi Segman-Cuda is the author and award-winning, Emmy Award-winning investigative reporter, co-host of the Radicalized Truth Survives podcast. Her Substack is BettyDangerous.com, B-E-T-T-E, Dangerous.com. On Twitter, it's Heidi Cuda, H-E-I-D-I underscore C-U-D-A. Heidi, welcome back to the program. You've been writing about Mike Johnson and his ties to Russia. Tell me about that.
So as the second anniversary of the large-scale invasion of Russia's war of aggression was approaching, I was thinking that the most important thing that we can do as investigative reporters is focus our energy on Mike Johnson. Because as you know, Ukrainian soldiers are counting their bullets on the battlefield right now. Well, in 2018, Mike Johnson was taking money from Russian oligarchs. And how do we know that? Because there were enough investigative reporters still around then to actually report that there was a company called American Ethane, LOL. It's actually funded. The main shareholders were three Russian oligarchs. And why does it matter? Because one of them owns a munitions factory in Russia, which is producing the ammunition that is currently being used to commit genocide in Ukraine. So it's very important that nobody confuses who Mike Johnson really is. This is a mild-mannered domestic terrorist who has spent a career trying to take away our rights, my children's rights. And now he is actually, doing photo ops in Mar-a-Lago. Well, we actually have, the body count around this man is really piling up.
Yeah. I noticed that the amount of money that he received was not that great. Do you think that it was just something that slipped through
It's not the point. It's that Russia continues to be a malign influence on our elections. This is just one example. Mm-hmm. He got funding from Robert Mercer. What else did Robert Mercer fund? Breitbart, Parler, Cambridge Analytica, and Mike Johnson,
and
who might be the greatest, weapon of democratic destruction. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's not about the amount of money or whether or not he returned the money. It's that we have Russian oligarchs having a malign and outsized influence on our elections. And this is just one example. And as you know, there are multiple ties between Mike Johnson, the Council for National Policy, a shadowy network that is also tied to religious extremists in Russia, all funded by the fossil fuel industry. So it's the same cabals that we continually report on. And yet, we miss the big picture that this is part of a religious extremist power grab in America that is also tied to religious extremists in Russia.
Yeah, it's almost like there's a confluence of religious crackpots, right-wing religious crackpots, and the fossil fuel industry getting together both here in the United States and certainly in Russia. I mean, you know, Putin is going out of his way to declare Russia a Christian nation, and his anti-gay laws that he's just passed in the last few months, and the real crackdown on the LGBTQ community there. It's pretty grim stuff, and it clearly is the vision that these people have for America.
It's a very dark and destructive vision. And Tom, my work is informed by two documentaries that I just watched, Bad Faith and God and Country. Mm-hmm. And both of them show that the religious extremist movement, this decades-long plot, was actually the origins are from racism. The origins are from school integration and religious extremists that tried to have their own private schools to deny that integration. And when that was not allowed, you had these extremists realizing that's not going to be a narrative to mobilize voters. So that's how they came up with this anti-abortion narrative, which Mike Johnson is right in the heart of. So much of his work is built around that. And in fact, on his he had a nonprofit where one of the CNP leaders, Tony Perkins, was also part of that. So he is part of this very dangerous network that actually wants to take away our rights and turn America into this religious theocracy, which is not what we are about. And Tom, I want to let you know, I saw God and Country, which is a Rob and Michelle Reiner produced film. And I saw it in Sonoma yesterday. And Sonoma, California, you know, you think of it as this beautiful progressive enclave. What's happening in Sonoma now is that an affiliate with a core member of the CNP is buying up a lot of real estate, affiliated with a mega church. And people in Sonoma are looking around going, what's happening to my community? Thankfully, there's an organization called Wake Up Sonoma that is trying to wake people up. But this is being replicated throughout the country. And Mike Johnson is kind of the apex of this. He is, like I said, a mild manner, in my view, domestic terrorist, religious terrorist. These are extremists. And one thing I would like your viewers to think about that I'm putting a lot of effort thinking about is how un-American this movement is. Christian nationalism is un-American. It has nothing to do with Christianity. In fact, I think if people who were truly religious knew how their empathy and hearts were being weaponized to destroy democracy, they might not actually like it. But I find him to be incredibly dangerous. And while he's, you know, having photo ops in Mar-a-Lago, people are actually dying.
Yeah, I mean, and Christian nationalism is an oxymoron. I mean, you know, I believe it was a centurion came to Jesus and said, you know, should I pay my taxes? And Jesus, you know, said, whose face is on the coin that you'd pay with? And the guy said, Caesar. And Jesus said, render unto Caesar what's Caesar's, render unto God what's God's. I mean, basically, separation of church and state. And I'm not seeing that being respected by the Republican and religious right that really, as you correctly point out, got kicked off in 1954 with the Brown versus Board of Education decision.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we can't underestimate these dangers. And we also need to remind people that these are extremists and they are doing these extreme moves because they do not have the votes. And what happened when Roe was overturned? They found out 70% of the population did not like that. And they will continually now, in order to create that outrage and that perpetual state of fear that they keep people in, they will continually find new witches to burn. And, you know, when I wrote a few months ago that if Mike Johnson was not out of the speaker position by December, that journalism is dead, I am horrified to think that he still has this outside power in February. And there was an article that came out, I think, yesterday saying that he is really using He's basically like a preacher in a pulpit and not somebody who's actually there to support the Constitution and America. This is a dangerous man, and the dangers cannot be underestimated. And I am just beginning my investigation into him. And one other thing I want to say, that one of the shareholders of the company that was seeding money to Southern Republicans in 2018 not only owns a munitions company, he had a son that was actually volunteering in the Trump campaign. The networks of these people are everywhere, and we can't just look at one incident. We have to always zoom out and look at the bigger play. We have a malign influence on our elections from Russia. The FEC has been defanged, and they can't even do the type of investigations that they need to do. And this is just one example. But I will say that, you know, I'm glad that you actually have this program and give people like me an opportunity to, you know, promote this type of work, because we need more of it. We need 100,000 more people doing this type of work right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. The great Bettye Dangerous, Bettye Dangerous, V-E-T-T-E, dangerous.com is the website for this extraordinary Substack newsletter. The Heidi Sigmund Cuda. Heidi, thank you so much for dropping by again.
Thank you kindly, Tom.
Always great talking with you. We'll be back. Should taxpayers support Medicare Advantage increases? Expanding the ripoff, really? And was Navalny killed to prevent him from being freed in a prisoner swap?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back with those stories and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
News, talk, and sports.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
4 a.m. WRJN.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The Todd Almaz Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing.
But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Where's now?
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who've left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Quote, honestly, the best sheets we ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets, end quote. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose, from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you'll save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and to save that 35%, use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour, and This is a very, very interesting story. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is holding a public comment period, which ends Friday. I think it's safe to assume that it actually ends Thursday, and Friday they're no longer accepting, but I could be wrong. But in any case, you know, today is Monday. And the proposal is for a 3.7% increase in payments to the insurance companies who run the Medicare Advantage scam for 2025, 3.7% increase. These are the companies that ripped us off to the tune of $140 billion last year, according to PNHP, by using unethical practices like upcoding, you know, calling patients sicker than they actually are, and denying care. You know, 18% of the time, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, when your doctor says you need something, a drug, a procedure, an x-ray, a scan, or an MRI, the insurance companies say, no, you can't have that. We won't pay for it. In fact, if we were to take that $140 billion a year that we paid to these insurance companies in excess of what, you know, we should have last year, the amount that we got ripped off from these companies, that would be enough money to include dental, hearing, and vision in Medicare, real Medicare and traditional Medicare, or totally eliminate the Part B premiums, so your Medicare is free, or to fund Medicare Part D prescription program, the prescription drug program. But no, we've got all these big insurance companies that are making literally hundreds of billions of dollars in profit. And what do they do with a small part of that profit? Thanks to five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, they're kicking that back as bribes to Republican members of Congress. United Health, for example, saw a revenue of $371.6 billion last year, an increase of 15% over the previous year. Their net earnings increased by $1 billion to $22.3 billion. The CEO, Andrew Witte, took $20 million in compensation in 2022. So, you know, you can actually get over to regulations.gov. There's a website for it. Over on Daily Kos, the headline is, should we taxpayers support increased payments to Medicare Advantage public comment by March 1? Over at Daily Kos, click on that and you can get to where you can leave a comment for your federal government about whether you think that Medicare Advantage scam providers should get more money. Also, Republicans are now warning about vaccines being slipped into vegetables. Seriously. Tennessee Republicans, say State Representative Scott Sapicki, Republican from Culeca, says the University of California Riverside has already perfected the ability to put vaccines into vegetables such as lettuce and tomatoes. Just as he said, R.J. Reynolds has done for tobacco products. Yeah, you know, the fact is, yes, there has been some recent university research on growing vaccines, essentially, in vegetables. Sure enough. But that's so that you can refine it out of those vegetables and sell it as an injection. It's not so that you can sell the damn vegetables. I mean, it's just, you know, they've been doing this with yeast for years and years. Yeast produces a lot of our drugs. Because you can program, you can kind of reprogram the DNA of the yeast to produce particular peptides or proteins or, you know, enzymes, compounds, drugs. But he's apparently just gone off the edge, he said. Are we going to have Walgreens pharmacists with our refrigerated section? I mean, how's this going to play out? And he says, the problem is, you have, if it's not treated as a pharmaceutical, being the size and difference between you and me, how many tomatoes do I have to eat to get the proper dosage versus how many tomatoes do you have to eat? And if you eat too many, do you get an overdose? Well, the reason why it wouldn't matter how many tomatoes you ate is the same reason why you can't get a vaccine squirted into your mouth. Your digestive system destroys it. So even if you ate a tomato that was filled with, you know, COVID vaccine, none of it would get into your bloodstream because your digestive system would break it down. That's why you've got to take it by injection. You know, this is the basic bifurcation between, you know, different kinds of drugs. Some kinds of drugs are not broken down by the acids in your stomach and the enzymes in your stomach, and therefore you can take them as pills. Other kinds of drugs and vaccines are immediately broken down by your digestive system. After all, that high level of stomach acid in your stomach is your first protection, your body's first protection against food poisoning, against pathogens in your food supply. And, you know, it works against vaccines too. So, even if you had a tomato that had mRNA vaccine in it, which we don't, but, you know, maybe they'll develop something. They're working with yeast and other things like that. R.J. Reynolds has also worked with tobacco on these kinds of things. But even if you did, it wouldn't make any difference. You still have to get the injection. So, but Republican hysteria knows no bounds, particularly when it comes to vaccines. Ooh, they're really freaked out, which is why they're having a measles explosion down in Florida right now. All right, so what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We're right back with your calls in just a second. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. On the day before Michigan's Republican presidential primary, Nikki Haley campaigned across the state, promising to continue her campaign no matter the results in the battleground state.
There will be 21 states and territories. From now until Super Tuesday, our focus is on every one of those.
President Biden will meet with congressional leaders at the White House to try to find ways to avert a government shutdown and get aid to Ukraine and other countries. Here's CBS's Bo Erickson.
President Biden has criticized House Speaker Mike Johnson for ignoring the Senate-approved version of the security funding proposal and refusing to bring the Senate-supported legislation up for a vote in the House.
The president and a former president will get a firsthand look at the immigration crisis this week, says CBS's Matt Piper.
Both President Biden and former President Trump are set to visit the U.S.-Mexico border in separate events on Thursday, setting up a showdown over immigration.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Ruggiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing three-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin turns a week old Tuesday. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since last Tuesday in Two Rivers. Volunteer searchers say they're trying to stay positive. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court on Friday on child neglect charges. Officials with the State Department of Natural Resources say that wildfire season in Wisconsin is starting early this year, thanks to a lack of snow cover and unusually warm weather. Last week alone, DNR officials say they tracked 15 wildfires that burned around 30 acres. So far this year, they've tracked over 50 fires across the state. The 10-year average during the same period is 3 fires burning by this point in the year. Most of Wisconsin was under an elevated fire risk on Monday. I'm Nate Wuggiehout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds and fog here in the overnight. Upper 40s by daybreak with a south wind. On Tuesday, we'll see some morning clouds give way to sunshine. Highs topping out in the upper 60s. Some late day showers and thunderstorms will be possible. It's 53 at our studios.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. After all, more than half the population of America still would benefit from blood pressure support. And that includes me. SuperBeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in SuperBeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about SuperBeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using SuperBeats Heart Chews for almost a decade now. Support your heart health with SuperBeats Heart Chews. Get a free 1 month supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at over $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. That's T-H-O-M, Tom, that's me, Tom, LovesBeats, B-E-E-T-S.com. And I do, and I love SuperBeats, TomLovesBeats.com. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You know, as I was on hold, I heard a couple of your earlier callers, lady that said, we're talking about the Catholic Church or how Catholics are. Here's yours truly, a Catholic. And let me assure her that not all Catholics think that way. There are so-called Christians, as she termed it, and I'm glad she termed it that way. And I had this conversation with you many times already, so I just want to reassure her that. I also need to inform you, you had a right-wing caller earlier named James who had the call to complain about McDonald's and a Big Mac, cost of a Big Mac being $11 or $12. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you to you and say straight up, he lied to you.
Okay.
He lied to you because I was just in McDonald's getting myself lunch. The cost of the Big Mac is just a little over $7. Okay. But the price that he gave to you, there is a double Big Mac that's a short-time promotion. Mm. And what he gave you was the price of the meal, the double Big Mac meal.
So that's the double Big Mac plus the fries plus the shake or whatever.
And the beverage, yeah.
Yeah.
But why is it so important? It goes right to the core of what I'm calling about. It's these right-wingers talking about trying to treat us minorities as if we're stupid. Because the majority of McDonald's employees are minorities. Mm-hmm. And then here's Trump trying to say, oh, he can relate to the blacks and blacks can relate to him because he's been falsely accused, which is a load of crap. We have the audio and video evidence and plus other documents that says otherwise. Plus, remind you, this is the same guy that wanted to have the Central Park Five executed
before
they were finally exonerated. And then after they were exonerated as grown men, he still called for the execution, saying so they don't think about committing any crimes.
I know.
You know, he put targets on our backs. He's got the goal to say, and his buddies say, blacks will vote for him because they love sneakers. I wouldn't be caught wearing those ugly footwear for one thing, and you don't know what kind of material that's in there that could do damage to you.
Yeah, they
every came from China. Single product from Trump is damaged, just like his mouth is damaged to the nation, and Lord knows his actions. Never forget January 6th and who the real enemy, who the real dangerous people are.
Yeah.
We're in the mode of constantly having to remind ourselves of what's coming up. We don't need to hear what Democrats have to offer for us. We know that. We know that already, and it's been obstructed many times. We have to get to the record at hand and remind one another of what's at stake here, of what's facing us.
Yeah, I got it. And I think, you know, Trump's speech just, you know, put his racist worldview on display, that he thinks that black people are, you know, more inclined to be criminals, and therefore when he's charged with a crime, black people will like him because, hey, we're all criminals together here, right? I mean, it was just bizarre, Michael. It was just
And you're talking to a person that is college educated. And that's one of the other reasons why I got so infuriated with that Byron Donalds on Meet the Press the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Black Republican that was pretty much licking Trump's boots, if you want to use that term.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Michael, thank you. Thanks for weighing in.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Gloria in Forest Park, Illinois. Hey, Gloria, what's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's up?
I have a look like every week I'm finding out something new. Can you give me more information regarding the Seven Mountains mandate?
Yeah, you know, seven is a kind of a magic number in Christianity and in Judaism. And the Seven Mountains is just a rhetorical device, essentially, to claim all of the realms where Christianity should be dominant. I don't remember them all off the top of my head, but the media is one of them, education is one of them, you know, our general culture. I mean, basically, that what they're saying is they want to have, they being these right-wing so-called Christian fundamentalists, they want to have control over our behavior in every one of these realms, over our schools, over our media, over, you know, what we see in our movies, what's online, you know, who runs our government. That's the Seven Mountains mandate or doctrine is all about that. I'm sorry I don't have the list of the seven, but it's fairly easy to find online.
Well, that's more than enough.
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, total control.
Yeah, it really is. In fact, let me just see if I can Seven Mountains and see if, yeah, here we go. The Seven Mountain mandate is seven. Okay, here they are. Family, religion, education, media, entertainment, business, and government. They want Christians, they want all of those areas of our lives to be run by hardcore right-wing Christians. It's basically a prescription for Christian Sharia law in the United States. Gloria, thank you for the call, and thanks for asking that. It was a great question. Thank you. Christy in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Christy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted you to know I've been a fan since before 06 when we retired and left Alaska. Love your show.
Oh,
love
thank
what you,
you
do.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm reporting on today is we've lived in Arizona for the last 6 years, and our local newspaper has dropped the Gary Trudeau's Doonesbury cartoon. And that's our paper's owned by the Gannett Media conglomerate.
Right.
They own thousands of weeklies and daily publications, and these Doonesbury's been dropped from all of them.
Right.
Snoop says that Gannett reports that's not for political reasons, but Gannett is a conservative Republican corporation, and what better way to control the narrative?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw, you know, the Sunday cartoon that Doonesbury had done, the Doonesbury cartoon last weekend, I believe. You know, it was when I saw that flagged, and it was a pretty brutal cartoon. I mean, you know, it really was taking down Trump. But I thought that Gannett just did a one day purge. I thought they just refused to publish that. Are you saying that they've just dropped the entire Doonesbury franchise for all their newspapers?
Yes.
Oh, that's
yes,
interesting.
That's what
I didn't
I'm saying.
Know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and the last cartoon I got was the teacher was teaching about the South and the Civil War, and the last panel said, "Mrs. Johnson, this is Florida. Isn't it against the law to teach the full story?" You know, Gannett has dropped this 53-year-old publication.
Yeah. No, I get it. Christy, thank you. Thanks for the heads up on that. I'll have to do a little more research. Thank you. Ed in
Tom, you opened the show talking about our Michigan primary.
Tomorrow.
I got to vote early for the first time ever because of our Democratic governor. I voted Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We still got to do the state in August, you know, the state primaries. But anyway, but also, you know, so much has changed since we got this Democratic governor. My pension tax, I picked up my taxes late last week. That's going to be zeroed out now, okay, that Snyder put on it. Cost me over $100 a month when
they
first put it in because I was all on pension at first, you know. And then.
So the previous Republican governor had put a $100 a month tax on your pension?
Yes, sir.
Whoa.
Snyder, it was $112 a month because I was born after 52, okay, and it was all pension.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't Social Security because I retired. I started at the Jeep when I was 17, okay? And when they put that on, when I called my tax guy and he knew it, I said, how much? Because what they did was they made us, because they didn't get it all until April of that year of 2011, we had to call my pension servicer and have them hold flat because they wanted it paid quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to have them withhold out of that first one $500.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear that Gretchen Whitmer has fixed that for you, Ed.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Plus, I got the vote early, first time ever. Okay, and you know what else? You've been talking about Michigan since she's taken over. You know, we got rid of the right to work for less laws and that stuff. It's
good.
It's just great. But I had a great. It was so good voting Saturday. You know, I voted for Joe. I'm a little concerned here. We're close to Dearborn here. Mm-hmm. Okay, these people better wake up because they don't want Trump. Okay. So yeah. Better wake up on that deal.
Yeah, I'm with you. Ed, thank you. Thanks for the call, and good on you for voting early there in Michigan. That's great. It's 44 minutes, almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. The place where despair is not an option. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your calls. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some volunteers want to bring the first indoor ice center to Racine County. A study shows there's already interest in more than one rink. Here's Mark Hertzberg.
Probably start with one sheet for now. Build it with a footprint for two, the mechanicals for two.
Two-thirds of the $13 million needed to build the ICE Center will be raised privately, but in partnership with the county.
And we have a memorandum of understanding with the county where the county would bond $5 million. We have self-upped our ante to $10 million. We've pledged to raise $10
million. Those behind the project say ice skating, hockey, and broom ball are all good activities and for all ages. Find more information at RacineIceCenter.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. They lost a little bit of weight, their coats got shinier, they've got a spring in their step and a sparkle in their eyes that they didn't have before. They really didn't. And the ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Check it out, drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Brad in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Mr. Hartman. I think this is the first time I've ever called in and listened to you in a long time. So,
well, thank you.
I'm here in Central Florida in the Tampa Bay area. And we, my wife and I, I'm a stay-at-home dad or a domestic engineer, as I like to call myself. Mm-hmm. We have a child with special needs, Down syndrome. He's in the second grade. Mm-hmm. He goes to public school here. His classroom size is 16 kids, and they have one teacher and one paraprofessional full time. So it's bad because none of these children can use the bathroom by themselves, can eat by themselves, and help and everything. And they only have two adults. And it goes against the IDEAS Act, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act.
Right.
And on top of that, with the book ban, the Don't Say Gay bill, now we have a measles outbreak. The Florida Department of Health under Lepato, whatever his name is, mm-hmm. Is coming out saying that if your kid has measles, it's up to the parents if they want to send them back.
You could send your measles-infected kid to school. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's up to, I think, 15 cases now. But my kid's school is a public school. In Florida, all these policies that the DeSantis administration has been pushing on the public schools does not affect the private and charter schools. While DeSantis was up there saying no masks in school, his kids were going to a private school that required masks.
I know.
His kids were going to a private school that required vaccines.
Yep.
And all this stuff. And it's decimating our public school system. I have been trying.
Which is their goal.
For almost a month now, trying to find a constitutional lawyer or some law firm who I could reach out to see about forcing the state to stop splitting the public education dollars and sending it into the pockets of academia, which is the largest private school system in Florida, who's donated $230,000 to, I think, DeSantis' reelection, or not, presidential campaign.
Hmm.
These big private school companies are just, I think it's, you know, I've heard you and a couple of your call-inners talk about the seven things for the Christian nationalism. This is a direct attack on schools. All the private schools have these things, and they're not required by law to carry what's called individual education plans for special needs children.
IEPs, yeah.
So if our local school closed down and becomes a charter school, if they don't carry an IEP at the charter school, our only option for a school, the closest one to us, would be roughly a 25 to 45 minute drive there and back each day.
Wow.
And I'm just so
Brad, how do you want somebody, if somebody's listening who's an attorney who would like to take your case, how would you like them to contact you? Do you want me to ask
off the phone? I'll give you my phone number.
Well, let's not put it on the air because that'll open you up.
Yeah, that's what I said off the air.
So what I'm going to do, Brad, is I'm going to put you on hold, and Mark will pick up your call, and you can give him your email and your phone number. And then if anybody calls in and says, "Hey, I'm a lawyer, I want to talk to Brad," we'll give that to them. All right?
I really do appreciate that because I've lived, literally, the first house I ever lived in is in the other side of my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I've lived my whole life within 4 miles of where I live now. I went to the school my son goes to now.
Yeah.
And we're really on the precipice of moving.
Yeah, I totally get it. Brad, I'm going to put you on hold here. And again, if anybody wants to help out, you know, if there's any lawyers out there who would like to go after the state of Florida, Brad's on line 8, Mark, if you want to check him out. Holly in Washington, D.C. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Great post this morning, and I 100% get what you're saying about this shenanigans that the groupies of Putin's are running. Mm-hmm. And I have no doubt in my mind, based on the fact that everything that they're promoting is so unpopular, it's like 20% or 30% in favor of the population about the policies or positions that they're taking. Mm-hmm. The only way, and then running a guy who can't win the general, the only way it makes sense is that they've already lined it up, that they're confident that they have all the levers to steal the election.
I agree.
I don't.
Otherwise, they'd be freaking out right now because Trump is so weak.
They'd be freaking out. This is the only thing that explains what we're seeing. And I'm terrified, and especially living in D.C. and Trump is saying, you know, we're really going to take over that town. And it's like, oh, my God, it's really scary.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting that out. And I kind of hope it gets more people's attention because it's really like, time to take the blinders off.
Yeah, it would be really stretching things. I mean, you know, there would be just shattering norms to say we're not going to swear in a few members of the House because we think there's irregularities. We're not going to accept these electoral count, votes because we think there's irregularities. But that said, I mean, that's exactly what Mitch McConnell did with Merrick Garland's appointment, and there wasn't this huge blowback. You know, I think what the Republicans have been learning from, you know, Trump saying all these outrageous things without blowback, Mitch McConnell getting away with, mm-hmm. Stealing a Supreme Court seat, et cetera. I think what Republicans are learning is that if they break the law or break the rules or even violate the norms without breaking the rules, then they can achieve power and, you know, people will complain and whine and stuff like that. But, hey, they've got the power. So
they get off on it. They absolutely get off on it. I'm just really alarmed.
Yeah. I'm with you. Holly, thank you for the call. Up next, Peter Montgomery about Project 2025, how Trump's loyalists and right-wing leaders are paving the fast road to fascism. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, THOM.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Noon to 3 on Tuesday, we'll preview the Michigan primary and also cereal for dinner. We'll explain.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.